Conversations with the Mayor is presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Hillsboro today, and we are joined by the Mayor of Hillsboro, Mr. Tom Stevens, on the phone. Mayor, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I am doing well and hope you're having a fabulous day.
Absolutely. So last night, the town board had another meeting, number of different items on the agenda, including probably most notably approval of the redevelopment or the new construction for the Hillsboro auto dealership, right?
That's correct. This is part of the property that's what locals will know as the Palaiologist property, which where 86 gets right before it approaches the I-85 intersection. Recently, the Sheets was built there, and that's probably one of about 7 parcels on that property. Towards the back of that property was zoned and approved for a car dealership, and that's a place that our local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership wanted to move, expand from their location that's currently on Turton Street to this little bit larger, about 5-acre location. That received a fair amount of scrutiny from the planning board, and we had to have a second public hearing. A lot of it had to do with lighting, but I think we proceeded pretty carefully and quickly, and the board unanimously approved their special use permit so they can proceed on with moving the dealership there.
So that's one item on the agenda. A couple of other things on the agenda as well. What else was discussed?
Well, sure, and it's probably a good time to talk about some of the different processes that we have in the town. Mm-hmm. One, we had a property, again, people in Hillsboro would know as the old Moose Lodge. Some folks have bought that. The Moose Lodge has not been operating as such for a number of years. Thinking about rezoning and reusing that property, and including being annexed, part of that process is bringing it to the board. You know, are we interested in it? And yes, we're really interested in seeing their plans. So that's the first step in that process, listening to hear kind of what their notions are, but is there enough interest to bring it forward? They're going to do that. We had another development group who was interested in taking about 10 acres of property off Whistle Avenue in the very western part of Hillsboro, putting in a mobile home park. With kind of higher end mobile homes. That was very appealing in some respects to have a variety, and particularly some of the cost homes. There was also some really concerns about the lay of the land is such that you couldn't get sewer there without putting in some kind of pump station, and what that does to the sewer system, the kind of the roads there probably will never lend itself to connectivity to the rest of the town very well. And so it was sort of a very lukewarm received. Again, this is part of our process where before somebody really invests anything into here's plans, here's gets a lot of cost in making a formal proposal to the town to come talk to the board about what they want to do. So the developers may bring this forward, but they know that it would be sort of an uphill battle if they want to bring that forward. And then finally, what we talked about was our appointment process, how we appoint people to our various advisory boards. We, 2 years ago, changed from a process where we generally have people come to the Board of Commissioners and do an interview and do various interviews in front of the various boards, rather have people sort of sit in board meetings and then go through interviews with the chair of the board and the pertinent staff person. We wanted to do this in one way so we could just be able to filter and draw folks from a lot of different neighborhoods and a lot of different places in town. And so far that's been successful. We've been doing this for about 2 years now. Our planning director said, let's check in, see how this is going. If this is going well, then what we need to do is kind of amend some of our ordinances. So they actually described the process we're now using. So that was a very good discussion. And again, that generally was affirmed. So wasn't, I would say, a hugely exciting meeting in terms of earth-shaking things, but it did show in many ways about how the process works. And so I had a number of people attending, and we were out of there by 9 o'clock, got our business done, and so another successful town board meeting.
Sounds good. And you can get the full agenda, by the way, for the meeting online at hillsboronc.gov. Going back to the mobile home park proposal, since there are those issues about getting the sewer connected and connectivity with the roadways, was there discussion about, okay, so maybe we're not thrilled about this particular idea, what would we be interested or excited about seeing in that same plot of land?
Well, this particular developer does mobile home parks, and so what we had suggested was, you know, like I said, a scale of 1 to 10, you know, I think one board member would say 8, you know, one was pretty low, but most of them were in the kind of 4 to 6 range, kind of like on the level. If you're interested in doing that mobile home park, that's probably not going to work here. Maybe there's some other locations. You know, that's part of the concept we like. Bring it back to this. We've seen this happen before, where at one point a local developer wanted to do townhomes in a location. There's about 15 acres available on this home site where there was 15 acres and a pond. We said, we like what you wanted to do with townhomes, but that's not a great park, place to do it for a number of different reasons. We'd love to see it someplace south of town, closer to the interstates. And in fact, they came back a year later, and that's now where we have Elton Pond. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, that location, that sort of 15 acres, has since been approved for more of a business. We think it's more in keeping, which is the Gatewood House, which is the restaurant and event center that we have north of town. So again, this is what we try to do, is try to have some various conversations early in the process with people and sort of invite them. Here's what we like about the project. Here's what we have concerns about. Here's the best way going forward. And sometimes the best way would be, let's try this at some other location.
Speaking again with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens. Again, hillsboronc.gov for more information on town government, including the full agenda and more information on last night's board meeting. Also, you can head to the website and get information about an announcement that the town just made recently, which I wanted to ask you about, Mayor, which was that fire hydrant flushing is going to be delayed, which again is a not too uncommon statement or announcement to be sent out, but this one is because the Eno River is a little bit lower than usual?
Well, yes. Again, this has to do with the flow of the Eno River. All of our water comes from the Eno River, and we make sure the Eno River keeps flowing based on our reservoir. Well, right now, the reservoir is down somewhat significantly because we're still wrapping up the construction. That's getting pretty close to being done, but it's at a much lower level. And to be honest, we, even though we've had a couple big rainstorms for the most part, we haven't had much rain. So even that lower part of the reservoir is lower than usual. And so it's really an abundance of caution. I think we're down to about 130 days or something close to that in that particular reservoir. And once we hit a certain level, what we want to do is have water use restrictions, including on ourselves, in terms of maybe let's not do the hydrant flushing now to make sure until we get the reservoir built back up. Had a long discussion with the town manager about this. You know, we're not in any imminent danger of running low on water, but still not even tapping into our other reservoir, which is Lake Orange. And so there's still plenty of water, but again, there's always that abundance of caution. Let's just make sure that we're restricting some of the water usage when it gets down to a particular level. Hopefully, as the winter proceeds, we'll start seeing that reservoir continue to fill as the construction winds up, back up to its original level, and then there's still some road projects that'll be in the next year or two before we'll get to the benefit of the expanded reservoir.
Speaking again with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov for more on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for more on events and happenings in town. And Mayor, as we wrap up, always a lot happening in Hillsborough. Any upcoming events to get the word out about?
Sure. There's always the Sunday concerts that are happening now in Hillsborough. Usually I think it's like 1 to 4 on the old courthouse lawn. Their shops are open, so that's worth coming out. A different band every week. 2 weeks away, Hillsborough Hog Day signature event. That's on Friday night and all day Saturday. Again, a good music lineup as well as some really good barbecue to sample. Tickets are on sale for a new event in Hillsborough. That's happening, I think, the second weekend in October, the 12th and 13th. It's Outlandish Hillsborough.
Nice.
That's at Airmount. What that's about is really celebrating our Scottish heritage from Airmount and influence the Scottish influence on Hillsborough. There's the Cayley, which has been a very successful event that's been happening at Airmount. That's happening Saturday. But new is Sunday is the event focusing on Outlander, which, of course, Hillsborough plays a part in that very, very well-known and well-received TV series. And so this is really celebrating that Scottish influence, this story. That weekend we'll see Scottish flags around downtown Hillsborough. So it ought to be a good event, and we encourage people to get their tickets early to make sure that they'll be able to get tickets. So that's later on. We had River Park concerts, and certainly all the last Fridays still coming up. So there's always worth checking the visit hillsboroughnc.com to see what's going on with Hillsborough.
Sounds good. And again, visit hillsboroughnc.com for more on events and happenings. hillsboroughnc.gov for more on town government. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, pleasure as always. Thank you so much.
You have a good week, Aaron.